So ordain and establish. Ordain and establish.
A group of women are dancing their way through the preamble to the U.S. Constitution, reaching, stomping, leaping together. It's part of the Are We Democracy workshop in Cutler Bay. Stephanie McKee is helping lead the class.
Everyone has a voice inside this space. So as we're talking about democracy, we're actually modeling what we think democracy is.
The program was created by the New York dance troupe Urban Bush Women. The idea is to make democracy personal and concrete for everyone. Migrant leader Maria Garza brought in women and girls from South Dade's farm worker community for the workshop.
We have to tell people that they matter. We have to tell people that they count.
Being an the first American generation means that I should never forget what my parents went through.
High school senior Brenda Hernandez spends her summers picking oranges and lychees in Central Florida. She's an honors student who wants to be a lawyer. Her parents are undocumented Mexican farm workers.
If I were 18, I would definitely vote for them. They believe that I should have a part of this, that I should become part of this country, that I should have a voice in this country and take action.
Besides the migrant women, there's a big contingent of African American women here. They whoop and shake their hips through dance exercises. Most of the migrant women hunch their shoulders and hold back. By getting them to move and open up, McKee hopes the women will start to feel powerful enough to claim their place in U.S. democracy. She says that's what we the people means.
The we is we. But it doesn't necessarily work that way all the time. And that's the challenge for us, as the United States is still a work in progress as well.
Naurin Casanova is from Mexico. She's a 42-year-old single mother who works packing avocados. Even though she's a legal U.S. resident, she didn't know she could have the right to vote.
If I only knew that I had to be a citizen to be able to vote, I mean, if I only knew on time, I would be a citizen right now, and I'll be voting.
Casanova joined the workshop because she loves to dance. But when she came to the U.S. as a teenager, she stopped dancing.
I had to stop doing a lot of stuff because my stepdad used to tell me, oh, you have no papers, you're not supposed to be on the street because the police is going to arrest you and take you back to your country, and I was afraid.
But now, in this soaring dance studio, Casanova laughs as her group works out their dance to the Constitution's preamble. They reach up for liberty, break out stomping for posterity, do the wave for the United States, and finish all together with a triumphant leap.
America!
The Are We Democracy dancers performed Saturday at the South Dade Arts Center. You can see photos and find out more at WLRN.org. I'm Jordan Levin in Miami.